This Chazor Zechinish, Vachichas Vashragim, Rebbe Yisrael Zechinish, Vachichas Vashragim, Daf Nun Dalet. Vashragim is the additional payment of a fifth calculated on the principal amount, which is calculated based on the principal plus the additional fifth. And Vashragim Mishnah regarding the payment of Erichin, which also requires an additional payment of a fifth, gives an example of a principal of 20 and an additional payment of 5. We see clearly that the fifth is calculated on the combined payment and not just on the principal payment, Shmamina. We find a brisa where there's actually a machlekes among Tanoim, where Rabbi Yoshiya says it's a one fifth of the total combined payment. Rabbi Yoshiya says it's only of the principal. If one does not add the additional fifth when he redeems the maaser, does that prevent the redemption from taking effect or not? Do we say the redemption takes effect for a payment equal to the value of the produce and the fifth is then added on? Or do we say that redemption of maaser requires a payment equal to 125% of the value? And without that, there's no redemption. So Ravina said, a Mishnah says that maaser of demai is redeemed with principal value alone. Now, the reason would presumably be that since maaser of demai is only drabonon, they only require a payment that is absolutely necessary for the redemption to take effect. We see from over here that the fifth would not prevent the effect of the redemption from taking place. Maybe we can even say this machlokes among Tanoim and Abraisa. Abraisa says if one gave principal value for the maaser but not the fifth, Rabbi Eliezer says it may be eaten outside Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shua says it may not. Rebbe said, I would agree with Rabbi Eliezer if it's Shabbos. Nothing can be separated on Shabbos. And with Rabbi Shua on a weekday. Now, from the fact that Rebbe passes like one on Shabbos and the other during the week, it must be that they argue regarding Shabbos and during the week. Presumably, we would say that the basis for the argument is that Rabbi Eliezer holds the fifth does not prevent the redemption from taking effect. Rabbi Shua holds that it does. And if tomorrow, Rabbi Papa would say, Rabbi Papa said, it may be that everyone holds that it does not prevent the redemption from taking effect. Machlokes is whether we're concerned that people will just not add the fifth. Yeshua is concerned for that, and therefore he says the Rabbanon required the fifth to be paid before the produce can be eaten outside of Shulayim. But the Ezra does not have that concern. Rabbi Yechanan said, with regard to the redemption of Hegdish, all would agree that redemption takes effect even without having paid the fifth, because the Gizber will surely make certain to collect that amount from the person. In fact, Rabbi Bryce said that there's machlekes regarding Hegdish as well. Rabbi Yechanan says the Hegdish is redeemed without the fifth, and Rabbanon say it's not. And Rabbi said, I follow Rabbi Yechanan regarding Hegdish and Rabbanon regarding Maisa, which means that they argue regarding Hegdish and Maisa and regarding Maisa. And if it's more, rather, it must be that Rabbi Yechanan said that all agree that for purposes of Hegdish on Shabbos, lack of payment of fifth will not prevent the redemption from taking effect for two reasons. One, the Torah says that one should enjoy eating and drinking on Shabbos, and two, the Gizber will make certain that the fifth is eventually paid. Zachnemar Vaiter. Rami Rachama said, they have said that one cannot use land to redeem Hegdish because the pasuk says, V'nasana kesef ekomlai. Can the additional fifth be paid with land? Also, if Truma was eaten b'shoyeg, it must be paid back with produce that is fit for it to be Truma. Can the additional fifth be paid with something other than the produce? Also, Ma'aseh Sheni cannot be redeemed with an unminted coin. Can the additional fifth be paid with an unminted coin? The matter made it to Rava, who said the pasuk regarding the fifth says, a love, which teaches that the fifth is treated like the principal payment and can only be paid with the things that can be used to pay the principal payment. Ravina said, a Mishnah supports Rava. The Mishnah discusses one who steals Truma and says that the principal payment and the additional fifth must be paid with produce that is fit to become Truma. We see the fifth is treated like the principal payment, Shema Amina. Frechting my Rav said regarding a gazan who swears falsely, obligating him to pay an additional fifth, and one who then swears falsely again regarding the fifth, he has to pay a fifth on the fifth. Regarding Truma, if someone paid a fifth and then ate the fifth, he would have to pay a fifth on the fifth. Regarding Ma'aseh Sheni, we don't find that the person would have to pay a fifth on the fifth if he wanted to redeem the fifth. What's the halacha regarding Hegdish? If one redeems the fifth that he gave to Hegdish, would he have to pay a fifth on the fifth? Do we say that the pasuk regarding Truma says v'yosaf, and the pasuk regarding Hegdish says that as well, and therefore maybe the same halacha applies? Or do we say by Truma the pasuk says a chamishi soy, and if we take the vav from the yosaf and we pay it, we put it at the end of chamishi soy, it says chamishi sov, meaning multiple fifths. However, regarding Hegdish, the pasuk says chamishis, which can't be darshan in that way, and therefore maybe there's no fifth on the fifth. Frechting why Rav should be able to answer from Yeshua Malevi, who said that only original Hegdish needs an additional fifth, but a fifth is secondary Hegdish and therefore wouldn't need an additional fifth to be paid on it. Evan Mara Papi said to Ravina, Rav holds that the fifth is treated as if it's original Hegdish. Frechting what's the answer to Rav's question? So Rav Tavyumi, the name of Abaya, said, the pasuk regarding Hegdish says, v'yosef chamishis kesef erkecha, this compares the fifth to the principal, kesef erkecha. Just as the principal requires an additional fifth, the fifth would require an additional fifth as well. Dr. Mara Vaita, we said above that Yeshua Malevi said that only original Hegdish needs an additional fifth, secondary Hegdish does not. Rav said, this is learned from the pasuk that says the imam magdish yigalas besoy, which teaches that the original person who made it hegdish must add a fifth to redemption, but not a secondary hegdish. Someone told a brayse before Rabbi Lazar that seemed to say that meila only applies something that was of original hegdish, not secondary hegdish. Rabbi Lazar asks, meila applies secondary hegdish as well? Rather, it must be that it's referring to the requirement of paying an additional fifth, and the brayse is teaching that it does not apply to something that is of secondary hegdish. The one who taught the brayse said, that's what I meant to say. Talking about Vaita, the Braisa quoted the pasuk regarding the making of Hegdish of a tummy animal and said that the fifth must be added when it's redeemed. The Brisa said that just that the tummy animal can only be of initial hekdesh, not secondary. Additional payment of fifth is only required for when it's initial hekdesh, not secondary. Rav Ashi asked Ravina, why can't a tummy animal be of secondary hekdesh? Ravina said, since it cannot have final kedusha, it can't be brought in the mizbeach, it also cannot have secondary hekdesh. Rav Achmi Difti asked Ravina, why would that mean that it can't have secondary hekdesh? Ravina said, secondary hekdesh is like final hekdesh, just like final hekdesh doesn't have an additional fifth. The same is for secondary hekdesh. Rav Zutter, the son of Rav Mari, asked Rav Avinah, why not instead compare secondary to initial hekdesh? Rav Avinah said, just as final hekdesh can be used on a mizbech or for the building of the base of hekdesh itself, secondary hekdesh items usually are the same. Why don't we instead say that secondary hekdesh is comparable to initial hekdesh because they both have levels of hekdesh to follow it? Mar says, like Rava said, that the letter hey of ha'oila teaches that it refers to the oila being first. So too over here, when it says hatmeya, it teaches that it's referring to it being first, meaning only when its initial hegdash. And a brisa clearly says, like a Yeshua ben Levi.